Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Howdy, third hour. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network here on this Wednesday inside of our Quicken Loans studio. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently here. 1-855-212-4227 at Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney. YouTube, radio.com, all sorts of ways to get all the content for the show here. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, of course. Good job on the tweets. And you know what we'll do? Here's what we'll do, Teague. We'll get to inbounds, out of bounds in a second here. Some really good questions. A little college football, a little baseball. Something on Drew Brees. Something on the Miami Marlins as well with Jeter. Looks like a good mix. But how about this? Because we've really had three very interesting, actually really four. The Machado stuff, mm-hmm. Dirty or not.
Yep.
KD's take after the first game about don't bother me with free agency, yeah. The Nick Bosa stuff,
yeah.
And now the NBA storyline. So how about let's really just open up where, you know, it's rare where we have a full segment for calls. Let's do it. I think there's so many things that you guys have weighed in on Twitter, and I sense you guys want to keep it going. Let's open up the phones, 855-212-4227. D-Cell, let's rack them up. Let's get them in, and let's really get a nice sense of what everybody's thinking about some pretty good conversation points today.
No, we'll do that. But real quickly, Dodgers and the Brewers are playing game five tonight, BT. Now, this turnaround is quick. I mean, it's really quick because that was 5.5 hours last night.
2:25 Eastern.
Yep, it's 2:20. Exactly. So the game ended late last night. And it went 13 innings. They exhausted all the position players. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a rough game. Who has the advantage in this tonight?
Whichever pitcher comes out and puts up a zero.
So it's all about the starting pitcher.
I could bore you with philosophy. If Kershaw comes out and puts out, you know, two of the first three guys he whiffs, mm-hmm. or if Wade Miley breaks a bat and you have pretty impotent at bats and he sets the good tone, let me see how the both pitchers look in the first inning.
I wonder is that too close? You know, so you see some of the other, I don't know, other series, whether it's, I guess because they're home, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're not traveling, so it doesn't really matter. But to put games like this back-to-back, I get why they do it, but it seems too close. You could use a day, right?
Well, I mean, you know, baseball's always been, let's go. First of all, the starting pitcher had no role in the previous game.
True.
Now, bullpen's a little different.
The bullpen was, yep. I mean, who do we have on yesterday talking about Josh Hader?
Samson. Who's
Samson
terrific.
I don't know if that was yesterday or 2 days ago.
That was yesterday. But by the way, I followed him on Twitter. Good follow on Twitter.
I got to check him out.
Yeah, he's good.
But he was saying any game that Hader pitches in, they have to win. They didn't, mm-hmm. Even though Hader was great. But it's one of those situations where you now you're going to have to pitch him potentially back-to-back-to-back, which is something he doesn't necessarily do.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, he hadn't done it much all season, Hader, in back-to-back games. Mm-hmm. Now he's done it now back-to-back. Will he do it back-to-back?
Suck it up, young man. You know, rare back
I hear
and
forth
99 like you usually do.
I agree.
Have your hair flailing and your limbs flailing. There's no time to discuss this. We need you. I mean, it's just the way it goes. You know, Eckersley did this back in the day. Mariano would do this for the Yankees all the time.
Man,
suck
though.
It up.
Eck was the man, though.
No, Mariano was the man.
Well, Mariano was the man as well.
But Eck actually was the man initially.
Yes.
And then Mariano came and was better.
Yes.
But Eckersley was... I mean, Eckersley's really, of all the relief, I don't want to get sidetracked, but of all the relief pitchers, at least the ones that I saw, I mean, Eckersley's slider was almost as unhittable and at points as unhittable as Mariano's cutter. You know, Mariano just had a chance to do it. Basically, it seemed like every October, mm-hmm. Eckersley at his apex, it was really close.
And he had the hair. He looked like Hader in a sense.
A little bit. He used to be a starting pitcher. Yeah. That's what, you know, so was Mariano. Mariano came up. You know, different, short relief, couple of starts. But Eckersley with the A's was just, I mean, I don't remember seeing him with the Red Sox. I was too young. But with the A's, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was filthy. All right, Tiki, ready for inbounds, out of bounds?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's go. filthy. All right, Tiki, ready for Inbounds Out of Bounds?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and Out of Bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, speaking of baseball, so after the Dodgers Game 3 loss, this was back on Monday to the Brewers, Dodgers second baseman Kiki Hernandez had some choice words for the hometown fans.
Playoffs, you got to want it, and today it just wasn't our day. We had no energy. The stadium had no energy. The fans had no energy. So overall, it was a pretty bad game for everybody that calls himself Dodgers.
Okay, so Kiki Hernandez with the broad indictment. Dodger fans, it wasn't their fault that he mustered up five hits and no runs.
Let's go, Enrique.
Oh, come on, what is that all about? So before yesterday's game, Hernandez offered a lengthy apology on social media. Quote, I was really frustrated after the game, and as a competitor, I was frustrated because of the way we played and the way we performed. End quote. Hernandez needed to apologize to Dodger fans.
Yes, inbounds. You want your Dodgers fans to get excited? You got to do some exciting stuff out there, and they didn't. And he apologized, obviously, on social media, but he also came out to Justin Bieber's. His walk-up music was sorry. Justin Bieber's...
A little dramatic.
Yeah, a little dramatic. But you know what? It's cool. I get it. If you're going to apologize, if you're going to go that hard on the fans, if you're going to apologize, you got to go equally as hard on yourself. So
but
good
I didn't
job.
Think he went hard. I mean, he just said, you know, listen, it was a bad day for everybody that's a Dodger, and we didn't have the energy and the fans. It's not like he said, these are the worst fans. I mean, if it just wasn't a scathing indictment.
I know it wasn't, but still, what do the fans have to do with the fact that you guys put up a donut?
Well, but that's different for nothing, to answer you directly.
That's my point.
But I don't think he needed to apologize. Out of bounds. Come on.
Come on, BT.
Apologize. For what?
Just love the fans. You got to love the fans. It's a symbiotic relationship.
You can love the fans, but you can still have a real relationship. I love you. I don't get annoyed at you that much, but I've never got annoyed at you. Of course I haven't. You've got annoyed at me. Big deal.
Those were fun days.
We come in, we do the show the next day. We do the next segment. Big deal. Am I going to have to apologize on Twitter? Tiki, I'm sorry. I raised my voice during that debate. Previous segment.
You know what actually happens? We're like, that was a great segment.
That's how we usually do it. But he did not have to apologize. Weak.
Are you in or are you out?
Drew Brees is not weak, so let's get to him. Drew Brees trying to become the third quarterback in NFL history to beat all 32 teams. Expansion factors in, obviously, so you have to...
Yeah, because it was only 30 in Brett Favre's day.
That's right. Jaguars weren't around for all these guys and, you know, a couple other teams clearly.
Panthers, yeah.
So the only team that Brees has yet to beat is the Ravens. The other two would be Brett Favre and Peyton. They beat all 32. And they're playing the Ravens coming up on Sunday. The all-time passing leader gets a crack at them as the Saints travel to Baltimore, so it's in Baltimore, to take on the number one ranked total defense. So to get number 32, he's going to have to be on point. In or out, after Sunday, Drew Brees will have beaten every NFL franchise.
I'm going to say inbounds. I should look at the weather. I should defer this to Sharp Tierney here. But
you should.
I'm going to say inbounds. Drew Brees is playing with a heightened, sense of urgency. And you see it in his play last weekend on Monday night against the Washington Redskins. Maybe some of that was because it was home and they were, he was about to break the all-time passing mark. He's about to clip 500 career touchdown passes. As you can see, he's at 499 right now. Mark Ingram is back. I'm going to say yes. Offensively, they're going to do enough. And so it all is going to depend on the Saints' defense, which is better than it's ranked. Obviously, every year it seems like they start out crappy. 1,000 yards last year. They gave up like 800 the first two games this year. But they're playing a lot better. So I'm going to say inbounds. I think the Saints do win against the Ravens on the road.
Ravens are going to win this game. The answer is out of bounds here, Teague. Well, you mentioned the weather, and Sharp Tierney's got a little something for you here to incorporate that. It's going to be, at least where we are, it's going to be a high of 47.
Ooh, chilly.
A little chilly. High of 47 on
Perfect
Sunday.
Perfect running weather.
Perfect
for
football
long weather.
Sunday. But you got to factor in now. That's a high of 47. That's obviously south of where we are. So maybe it's a high of 52. Mm-hmm. But the game starts at 4:05 Eastern.
It's going to be cold.
Sun's going to go down. It's going to dip into the high 30s. Suddenly you got a dome guy outside against the fierce defense. Maybe he gets popped a few times.
But he's a gamer.
Man. Oh, I know he's a gamer. This Ravens defense is fierce. Yeah, right. I like the Ravens here. I don't think he wins that game.
Are you in or are you out?
All right.
Is he going to get a chance to beat him then?
Would they be on
the because they're
the AFC the next year? I mean, maybe. I mean, not that it would be a repeat of the North, but maybe just suck. A standalone. I don't know.
Unless he's
going to play four more years and get him again.
I know that would suck if he does.
We're playing in the Super Bowl, but that wouldn't count. Would that count?
I
think they mean regular season. Would that count? I guess it would count.
Both teams
could get to the Super Bowl this
year. Good point.
It's not completely.
D-Cell wrote the question. Find out the answer.
Yeah, come on. Do some research, will you? All right, Teak, after a year, I love this question. This is a tough one. I had to really do some crunching on this, to be honest with you. After a double-digit win season, 1 year after a double-digit win season, Auburn having a rough go. 4-3. They are in sixth place in the SEC West. Sixth. After their most recent loss to Tennessee, and let's face it, with all due respect to what Tennessee used to be, you lose to Tennessee, you're not going in the right direction. They were under 500 at the time of the game, Tennessee was. Tiger fans are turning on head coach Gus Malzahn just months after he inked a 7-year, nearly $50 million contract. In or out? Auburn already regrets signing Malzahn through 2024.
I'm going to say out of bounds, BT, but it's only because he just signed it. Now, if this persists for another year, then there will be buyer's remorse. But it's every team that plays great football, like they did last year, they ended up losing to UCF in the Peach Bowl. But that was probably because they were disappointed in they weren't in a college football conversation. And it's hard for some of these teams that have really good years. They don't make it into the college football conversation to then.
I mean, they lost four games. It's not like they were 13-1 and they got hosed out.
I know. But they lost. But they were on track to be one of those teams last year, and then it kind of just fell apart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say out of bounds, but only because this is it's happening in real time right now.
Mm.
Next year, with this track record, they will regret it.
Ah, this was a tough one.
It was,
and I had to really do a lot of digging. As I said, I'm going to say out of bounds. It is early. I'll lean on that point. It's a fair one. You don't want to overreact here. Do you want to go back to the Chizik era? Granted, the 1 year was terrific.
Yeah.
But you look what was sandwiched around the BCS championship. It was 3-9, 8-5, 5-7. Tommy Tupperville was 5-7 his last year.
Yeah, their only meaningful game was the Iron Bowl every year.
Yeah. They're not Alabama.
No.
They're not Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, they're Auburn.
You're right.
And that means something very different. So I do want to see how this finishes. Because, you know, last year, the great start, the little tail at the end, and now a little rough start. Is this just an extended malaise that continues to roll through, or can they stop this and learn how to win again? And if that's the answer, then no, they won't regret it. But I also think it's a challenging job.
I agree.
And I don't really know. I mean, I don't know if you had to give them $50 million.
BT,
it's not Nick Saban.
It's logical. Alabama and Auburn are both in Alabama. If you are the five-star, the elite dude at your high school, where are you going?
I'm going to go wherever paying me more money. Yeah, I'm dead serious. I'm going to go whoever's giving me more
money.
You're
going to Alabama is where you're going.
So I guess they got a bigger ATM, a bigger account.
Whatever.
Who's paying me more money? Think I'm kidding?
I'm not.
My hands are.
I'm not. But you also go to Alabama, and you're good, and you play right away. You're guaranteed drafted.
Well, it doesn't. You can go anywhere. I mean, Cam Newton was first overall pick.
I understand that.
But
how long ago was that?
That was 2010, I guess.
And
whatever,
how freakish was Cam Newton? Cam Newton won everywhere.
He was a freak. From junior college, by the way.
Junior college, he won.
Yep.
You know, Heisman Trophy, national champ. I mean, he was the freak.
Oh, I hear you.
MVP. Yeah. You know, how many people have done what Cam Newton has done?
I think we talked about this once. I think JUCO. I think the answer is nobody.
I think
he's the first ever go JUCO championship, BCS championship, All-Pro/MVP in the NFL.
Yep.
You know, and this isn't like Duke and Carolina, who are separated by like 12 miles in basketball, where you have two or three stars on a roster, you maintain
Agreed.
A top five. Right. This is filling out a whole roster.
Which is
get you in state.
Yeah.
But I'm still going where the money's at. If Auburn's paying me more money, I'm going to Auburn.
Are you in or are you out?
We don't cheat, War Eagle.
Nobody cheats, Dickie. You see what Coach K is saying now?
Oh,
like
I know.
He knows nothing about what's going on.
What are you talking about?
Is he kidding me?
Zion Williamson.
Oh, come
I didn't
on.
Ask for $100,000, a job, and everything else.
Come on, Coach. We love you, but don't take us for dopes. Yeah. Just don't say anything.
I agree.
Iowa State was fined $25,000 this week by the Big 12. Yeah, I agree. Let me just finish the question. I think we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
This fan stormed the field last Saturday. They won over number 6, West Virginia. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said, quote, "We do have a duty to provide a safe game environment. Although the Big 12 Conference doesn't currently have a policy prohibiting spectators from entering playing areas for post-game celebrations, it is of the utmost importance that home game management provide adequate security measures," end quote. In or out? Iowa State deserved to get docked 25
out of bounds. He just said it. We don't have a policy. So I'm arbitrarily fining you because I feel like fining you $25,000. That's what this comes down to. So out of bounds. Doesn't even need discussion.
You know,
you said the answer in your statement.
It's so funny how you got to your answer because I had to do this. Usually we do this like 2 hours before the show with D-Cell and with Santer. But I was at the home today. I had to go check on something with Jen. So I was doing this on the phone, and I was coming in. I was by the Holland Tunnel, and I said, you know what? Let me just give him the answer so we can get him to TV. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I said. It was the shortest answer of all the ins and outs. I said, he just gave us the answer. There's no rule. So,
right.
I'm going to play the role of Mr. Literal, but sometimes Mr. Literal works.
Right.
And in this case, I'm with you. Out of bounds.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Teak. It was good. And we didn't get to the Marlins question, though. Kind of wanted to get to that.
Mm.
Maybe I'll get to it here and just ignore everybody. Just ignore the stop sign.
The break that D-Cell's throwing your way.
Ignore the third base coach.
Stop.
I'm going to run right through you, buddy. Tough. Now, you know what? D-Cell's done a nice job producing. I'll follow his lead on this one.
I still have mine.
You too, right? Hey, you know what? Let's roll through. Hey, listen, coming up next. All right, listen. What do you really want people to call about? Is it the Machado stuff, which was a great conversation to start?
It was, but I don't think people care about Manny Machado.
Based on our Twitter account,
yeah,
I would have
do.
To really
oh,
disagree
they care,
with
they care
that.
About what he did, but they don't care about talking about
it. All right, is it the Durant stuff?
Maybe Durant.
Is it the general NBA stuff or the Bosa stuff?
Probably the general NBA. It's a big NBA season. I mean, big NBA storylines that are happening right now.
Okay,
games
well, listen.
Tonight.
Yeah, we're always down for hoops. So,
yep.
But how about this? How about we give you all four choices? Let's get it. 855-212-4227. Your turn. We have laid it out for you. What are you thinking? Machado, Bosa, Durant, NBA. Let's hammer the phones. I promise we'll do that. Coming up on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news, quick way to save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Also, the Home Depot Foundation's annual celebration of service season has begun. Join the Home Depot to help improve the quality of life for veterans. Visit serveveterans.com for more information on how you can help in your community. Go to serveveterans.com. That is serveveterans.com. All right. Phones are lit. You guys want to react? A lot of topics to dive into. 855-212-4227. Let's get back to, how about Ohio? Youngstown, Ohio. Thomas is on Tiki. And Thomas, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good show.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, listen, I'm with you, Tierney, on this. Let me just say, here is a dirty play at first base. You ready? I'm at Kent State. I'm irritated I had a ground ball to the shortstop. The first baseman came over a little bit to catch it on my side, and I drove him 50 feet in the air under
yeah,
his
you're right.
jaw.
Yep. You're right.
I agree.
Now, that is how you dirty play. Now,
hey, Thomas, did that actually happen to you? Thomas, did that actually happen to you?
Yes, it did. And it's a guy I know and still talk to, and he brings it up every time I see
him. Now, you played at Kent State, and who were you playing against?
We were playing Bowling Green, and we were friends, and I was just so irritated. I was like 0-3, and there's another hard grinder. The guy makes a great play, so I'm running the first like, you just wait. And I picked him up under his chin and took him right with me.
Oh, wow. What happened to you? What'd they do? They kick you out?
Oh, no. He rolled on the ground. The umpire said something. And then I giggled a little bit because he was okay. But
giggled? Yeah, you didn't get booted?
No.
What year is this? The 80s?
Yeah, 1987.
Oh, yeah. Different.
Do whatever you
different
want.
Era, right?
That's what I mean. What has happened that every sport is.
That's what BT said.
You know, NFL Dick Butkus was kicking people in the groin.
You're right.
And now we got, somebody stepped on somebody's hand. I mean, we're really getting ridiculous.
Yes, it's gotten a lot softer in sports. You just see it.
It's almost
like, I don't know if we're really outraged about it. I think we're more curious about it. And so people have outrage. Oh, Manny Machado's a dirty player. you don't really care. I mean, it's not really affecting you.
It's feigning outrage, and it's also laziness. Like, I don't feel like a lot of people. Now, first of all, I would venture to guarantee that probably 80 to 85% of the people that I heard, you know, weighing in on this today didn't even see it live. Didn't even see it live.
That's true. That's how it always is nowadays.
It's become that. It happens to me on occasion, too.
To the reaction.
Sure, no question. But as, like, the morning is set and the template is set for the tone of the day.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hosts on other stations, every station. I don't know what Moose and Taz said, but they probably said it was dirty, or they might have. I don't know. But whatever station you listen to, whatever network, whatever TV show you watch, you know, there's, in a lot of ways, they fuel your perspective.
Yes.
It's almost like
you take their energy, whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
If it's heightened, then you leave that conversation, their conversation, heightened as well. And so whenever you hear somebody opine about it, you take someone else's opinion and toss it on them.
It's a handoff.
Yes.
It's a verbal handoff.
It's projection. It's psychological projection. That's what it is.
Yep. But I just feel it's just so lazy. Brock is in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And by the way, Brock once said, that's not to suggest while I really don't think it was dirty at all, that doesn't, one thing I want to be clear about.
It was a bad look.
I agree with that. It was unnecessary. I'll use that word. It was unnecessary. Although, again, get your fat foot out of the bag. but I want to be fair to people who really, you know, did watch it in real time, genuinely, like, I do respect that you think it was dirty. I just vehemently disagree.
Yeah.
With your assertion.
Yeah. By the way, the Brewers and the Dodgers are currently on bottom of the first right now. Turner just got drilled.
A couple of ducks on the pond. Not a good look for Wade Miley here.
He just got drilled.
I mean, Woodruff now.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Woodruff. Yeah.
He just drilled Justin Turner, by the way.
2-1. This is not good for the Brewers. 2-1. Nobody out. And the meat of the order coming up for the Dodgers. We'll keep an eye on that. This could be a very crooked number.
He's already up.
Let's really.
Yeah, Brock. He's already up.
Oh, Brock is there. I'm sorry, Brock. What's going on, Brock?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
BT forgot about you already. What's happening, man?
Not much. Just driving home on fall break, and was tuning into your guys' show. Just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on Nick Bosa and his leaving early.
We talked about this earlier.
My take on it is just I think the whole leaving early thing is not a good thing for college athletics right now. And
why not? Brock. Why not?
I understand he's taking care of his best interests and all that, and I mean he's getting paid. So I mean, if I was him, I'm not disrespecting his decision at all. But at the same time, he's a team captain.
Yeah,
that's what rubbed me the wrong way about it.
But it's a special situation here, Brock. The one thing I do fault him for, I don't fault him for leaving because, as we talked about earlier in our show, this is serious money. He's going to make $30-something million. He's going to be a top-end draft pick. He's one of the best pass rushers in college football right now. But the thing that bothers me is that he's leaving school. So even if he decided not to play, he could stay around and be on the team as the captain, give some insights or
just
advice.
Not say it. Just tell Urban Meyer, you know, coach.
Yeah,
I'm done, but the captain. I don't want to project that publicly.
And I think the reason he did this is because, at least this is my read, is whatever medical attention he's getting, they don't think it's good enough because he's not healing fast enough.
Okay.
And so you withdraw from school so you don't have to go to class and be a student athlete. Not that he had to anyway.
Do whatever you want at that point.
But
anyway.
You know what I mean? But he withdraws from school so he can go get treated elsewhere.
Okay.
All right. And prepare himself for the draft that way.
Yeah.
But Brock, I mean, to your point about being a captain, you're right. Even if he's not going to play, right, get to the end of the season, could play maybe think it's risky, so you don't play, at least be there for those guys.
I agree with.
That's the only side of it. But to fault him, I can't do that at all.
You know, and Brock, it's fair to say, thanks for the call, buddy. You can also say, as many of us have, like, it could be two things. It could be bad for the college game, but completely aligned with what's best for Nick Bosa.
I agree.
You know, they can both be true, and I think in the case, you know, what you and I believe, they both are. Freddie's in Utah. Our good buddy Fred cruising around in the UPS truck.
What's up, Freddie?
Tiki and Tierney. Fred.
What's up? What's up, fellas? Love the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
Fred, hey, how bad are you, Giants, Fred?
What's that? He's trying to talk about the Giants. Don't get sucked in, Fred. Don't go there.
I told you.
Hey, BT takes a little too. He's just a little too happy in our.
Well, that's because the Jets have a better record than us right now, Fred. That's why.
But even if they did, he still would be. He talks about us. He's so happy. I hear it in his voice.
Yeah, you're right.
Nah, honestly, I don't hate the Giants. I really don't.
But he's over here smiling and enjoying.
Because I like being right. And I said they should have drafted a quarterback.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have played anyways.
Well, but next year he would.
They would. Yeah, true. We'd be in a better position for next year. But. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah,
sorry.
Freddie.
Hey, I have a baseball question and a basketball question.
All right,
baseball
ahead.
Is what if Kershaw goes out today and he doesn't have a good showing, you know, as far as his legacy, I hate the legacy question, but his postseason record is pretty bad. So today, if they spot him 2-3 runs and he still gets, you know, drilled, you know, I think it's mental, and the skip already showed by in the last series, given the
would have skipped him, went to Ryu in game one, against the Rockies.
And then also, with Kareem on his book tour, are you guys going to get him in? He's going to DA. Why wouldn't he be coming to you guys? And then I don't know if he heard that the interview you had with Coach Rick Pitino. It was a great interview. But y'all got into the greatest of all times, and you left him out. And I was surprised that Pitino would leave him out because he's a New York guy.
I didn't leave him out.
No, no, he's saying Pitino left him out.
Rick didn't leave
Pitino
out.
Pitino left him out.
Yeah.
You didn't bring him up. You didn't defend him either. Y'all talked about LeBron and Michael, but
Freddie, nobody, at least nobody my age. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for those older than me. There is nobody. And I'm wrong a lot. I get it. Sometimes I'm too loud. That's fine. There's nobody my age that carries the cross for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar more than me in our business. Nobody.
Yeah.
And it's been like that for 15
because he never gets put
years.
In the conversation. It's always
he's always disrespected. I always step up for him.
It's LeBron. It's Michael and whoever is currently big. And right now it's LeBron. Nobody thinks about Kareem.
Even when
Kobe was, like, before LeBron was at this point where he was the man, it was Kobe.
Yeah.
Right? You talk about Michael and Kobe. Or someone
else.
Well,
you'll hear more Magic or Bird.
True,
or
but
Oscar
you never, but you
or,
never hear, you never
you,
hear.
You don't hear Kareem enough. And Fred, by the way, it's funny you bring up Kareem because I was just talking to D-Cell about this during the break, and his people called us to go on the show tomorrow, and we had him booked. They actually reached out to us because 10 minutes ago, D-Cell came in. He said, he said we have Kareem tomorrow, but they just had a call and cancel something came up on Kareem's schedule, so. They had the courtesy to certainly reach out to us. We were all for it, but it just didn't work out. So, I'm sure DA will have a good conversation with him, but they definitely reached out to us. I can promise you that. What else we got? Five. A little late. Let's get the update. This show's flying.
I know. It's almost over. Got the blast, and that's it. That's what happens when we do our show.
I'm having a good show today. This is like one of those 4-for-4.
I don't want you to leave D-Cell from that seat.
D-Cell.
Samter will be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ask him about his trip to Iceland.
Do you miss him?
Do I miss him?
Do you miss D-Cell? Don't
lie.
Do you miss Samter?
Don't lie.
Be honest.
I don't know if miss is the right word.
If you're disingenuous, you lose respect.
I don't know if miss is the right word.
So what's the right word?
Hope that he stays in Iceland.
I'll get you on the other side of the break.
Samter's back. Is he back tomorrow?
He is back tomorrow.
Does he bring us any gifts from Iceland?
No, of course
not
he did.
Not once.
He brought us a picture of him in a Tiki and Tierney shirt.
You need a crowbar to get the change removed from his pockets, that guy. Not once. He travels the world. Not once does he come back with something for us. Not once. Let's get Jay's update. Here's Jay Berman coming at you right now. Okay, time to answer or ask the pros question of the day here on Tiki and Tierney. Let's see. Jason in Nevada. It's a good question. A little baseball. Obviously a big Bryce Harper fan from Nevada. So Jason queries, the thought of Bryce Harper getting $400 million this offseason, most people think that's what he's going to get. Is Manny in that same class? Here's what I would say to Jason and any potential owner/GM that would consider giving that kind of money to Machado. Not Bryce, to Machado. Do people buy tickets to go watch Manny Machado play baseball?
No.
They don't. They do to go and watch
Bryce
Harper hit a baseball possibly 500 feet one night.
Yeah.
I think it's a different energy. I think that Bryce can certainly get better. I don't know that Machado gets much better. Again, he's really good.
Yeah.
But I think that Bryce can probably add about a 12 to 15% tick up on his stats. I don't know that Machado can.
Yeah.
So my answer is no.
Yeah. Plus he grounded, broken back, ground out. Bases first and second. I thought it was bases loaded, but first and second, the bottom of the first.
They got out of it. That they was great. That was huge for the Brewers there.
Oh, you got to finish this, but then I ask you a question.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Jay Berman said this in our update, that Wade Miley, this is Craig Counsell's decision, comes out pitching Cody Bellinger. He walks him on five pitches. He got one strike, five pitches, then immediately takes him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Woodruff replaces him. That's why we looked at it funny when we first looked up. Woodruff wasn't scheduled to pitch. It was Wade Miley, but only pitched to one batter, comes back, and he'll pitch game six. Good manage. What is that?
The only thing that I can guess, I'm locked into our show, so I don't have the volume on.
I haven't
really followed this on Twitter at all because it just went down. My only guess is that Counsell – It was a tactical move to kind of throw off the Dodgers. I think to maybe get them to commit to a lineup based on the numbers. And again, I don't even see their full lineup, so maybe it's the same exact as yesterday. I don't know, but Miley's numbers versus some hitters that may have inspired Roberts to put some guys in, and then once they're in, you can't double switch everybody, and you almost stuck with guys maybe you wouldn't have played if Woodruff would have started.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, it's a chess game.
Yeah, but it's a
better work.
It's a rare chess. I mean, that is a you don't see chess
this
game.
This is not, you know, let's start a reliever for an inning. This is completely different. I don't know if I've seen this before.
I don't think I've ever seen this. I mean, guys have gotten blisters early, or there's been some quirky circumstances.
What happened in the Reds? Was it this series where the starting pitcher twisted his ankle? Was that Brewers? Maybe it was. I can't remember. He went to field a ground ball, stepped off the mound, twisted his ankle. Because I was looking at it. Maybe I can't remember what series it was in, but the same thing happened. But it was injury.
Yeah, no, I know.
It wasn't designed.
Diesel, check if there's ever been – I can't do a Google search on the air. Just see if there's ever been a one-batter removal in a playoff game for a non-ejection, non-injury, or non-rain delay. You never want to say unprecedented because that covers everything.
Yeah.
And baseball's been around a long time. But, boy, in the modern era, I've never seen that. And you never know. CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with a triple header. First up, live from London, the Titans take on the Chargers. That's a pretty big game. Titans have been really uninspiring, so we'll see what happens if they wake up eventually here. Then Tom Brady and the Pats coming off a big win against Kansas City. Collided with Khalil Mack and the Bears defense. That's going to be awesome. Followed by a big NFC East showdown between the Cowboys and the Redskins. A little old-school drama. Both teams are relevant this year in the division. I'll wake up with the NFL today, 9 Eastern, earlier time, 6 a.m. Pacific, and start your full day of football on CBS. JB, Coach, Booms, Phil, Nate Dogg, the whole crew.
It did. It happened. It happened yesterday, BT. Gio Gonzalez.
The first batter?
Gio Gonzalez, yesterday, in the bottom of the second, twisted his ankle coming off the mound.
I'm just saying.
No, it didn't happen this way, but it kind of happened this way. Gio Gonzalez only pitched an inning in the third yesterday.
But that's more so, again, that's circumstantial.
Injury.
That's
injury.
Reacting to what transpired.
Right.
I can't wait to hear, I mean, very rarely do you really need to hear a baseball manager's post game, unless you're just uber, you know, locked in your local market, like you want to hear why Aaron Boone let Severino go out for the fourth inning, whatever. I mean, that's obviously pertinent stuff, but nationally, it's kind of rare. I want to hear what Counsell says about
this. Me too.
Can't wait to hear this. Okay, you ready to blast away?
Yep, let's go.
Let's go.
So many topics, so little time. We give you 5 stories in 5 minutes, but don't take too long or you'll suffer the buzzer. It's time for The Blast with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Tiki, here we go. Mike Leach doesn't understand the quarterback efficiency rating stat.
Quarterback efficiency rating. Okay, over my career, it's been explained to me about 3 times, and I briefly understand it. And then after that, it doesn't make any sense because that's useless. I mean, and it's utterly useless. I mean, virtually and completely and utterly useless. And I don't know one coach that pays any attention whatsoever to it. So, I mean, they can amuse themselves for hours. And I'm sure it's a little bit like crossword puzzles and Sudoku because it's got so many variations that they toss in there. There's this, there's that. They stir it all up, and they come out with a number and think that it's brilliantly done.
Sudoku. Do you know how to play Sudoku?
I do. I like playing Sudoku. I haven't done it in a long time, but I like playing Sudoku.
Does he have a point?
I love Mike Leach. He has a point here, BT, because on a college level, you don't care You care about, is my guy making the plays to win the game? On an NFL evaluating college player level,
yep.
Of course it makes a big difference. But other than that, it's a useless stat for internal college evaluation.
I'm with you. Until it quantifies clutch, I'm not that interested.
Agreed.
I mean, that's pertinent stuff. So Leach is onto something, as he usually is. He's a great character.
He's awesome.
He's good. All right, Clayton Kershaw hasn't decided whether or not he's going to opt out of his contract after this season. Will he be a Dodger next year? You know, I never thought he was going to leave. I really didn't, and I still don't. And I know he said the right things when Ryu got the start in Game 1, and he came out and pitched very well in Game 2, so he certainly backed up the skipper's decision. Not as good the second start, but the first start, he was terrific. We'll see what he does today. I want to see how this thing goes. If he gets slighted again or if he continues to stumble and he can't, I'll leave the door 15, 20% ajar.
Yeah, I'm going to say I think this is not inbounds, inbounds, but I'm going to say he is going to be a Dodger, get conditioned to these responses. I think he's going to be a Dodger because what other great team can he go to that's going to always be competitive and get to the postseason?
There you go. That was easy.
That was easy.
Leonard Fournette is questionable for this weekend. Will this be a lost season for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost getting that way. BT, they're 3-3.
Just for him, though. Forget about
it. I am. I'm getting to him. They were 3-3 on the season, and we had expectations that this could be one of the best teams in football.
I didn't. I haven't third in the division.
And you're probably right, and you were prescient to say that. Think that. Obviously, Blake Bortles can only take them so far, but if Leonard Fournette's not out there, and it happened, I was at this game. It was the first game of the season, the Giants.
Yeah.
Just a weird, how's he hurt? What's he doing? He's stretching his, what? He's got a hamstring injury?
That was weird.
It was odd, and it's lingered, and it seems like it's one of those that's going to linger. Yeah, it's a lost season for him because they're already behind the eight ball in the division, much less getting to the postseason.
But the division's jumbled. Nobody's good enough to run away with it. Bill O'Brien doesn't win enough games for me to say that they're playing the Texans as a result. If you beat the Texans, you're fine.
But it's 7 weeks in.
But here's why I disagree. Because 9 wins probably wins this division, you very well might get a bulldozer who's ready to run through people in December
and
is very fresh when everybody's tired.
Yeah.
Big if. No, I hear you. Big if for sure. He's missed a lot of time. All right, Michigan State this Saturday is a noon kickoff. Should it be prime time? It's another good question. Ohio State and Michigan should certainly be prime time. I don't know if it is. I don't have that in front of me.
No.
Michigan State is more regional.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. Yeah. Only because Michigan State's not vintage. Like, not vintage.
No,
that's the wrong word.
They're not very good this year.
Exactly.
They're not very good.
They're okay. They can win games like they did against Penn State.
And they weren't that good last year.
Agreed. So I'm going to say no.
I agree with you. Yeah. Having lived in Detroit for a minute, I get it. And I certainly know what Michigan means to the country, and Michigan State's carved out a meaningful place in college football lore last, 10 years or so. But no, I think we get wrapped up in our regional bubble. This is fine for noon. I'm okay with that. Tiger Woods.
Tiger who?
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woo.
There you go.
Tiger Woods blames the Ryder Cup failure on fatigue. Is this just an excuse? Here's what I'm going to say. Tiger's very calculated. Here's what Tiger Woods is doing. Tiger Woods is taking a bullet for his buddy Jim Furyk. That's what he's doing here. Tiger Woods is basically helping because he and Jim Furyk are really tight. And if Tiger Woods can create a little cloud of doubt as to why they didn't play well, hey, I was tired. I just flew in. I almost beat Justin Rose on the Sunday in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I had a practice round. I flew it across the country to Paris. I was tired. It gets the heat off his buddy Furyk.
It does. But it's just it's just talking about him. Talking about Tiger Woods.
But he played terribly.
He did.
But if he would have played better, maybe we would have won.
Yeah, maybe.
He was 0-2. He played poorly.
Yeah, I mean, he did. But it's ultimately, if you know golf, you're going to look at it and say, okay, Tiger, but what's everybody else's excuse?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was fatigued. I have no doubt about that. That doesn't explain why everybody else played so bad.
Time's up. The blast is over for another day.
See the good NBA games we got tonight. There's 11 of them. Diesel, check if I know they've always done this. Check if the NBA League Pass is still hooking everybody up with a week free to start the season. They usually do. They usually give people who don't subscribe a full week access, kind of whet the appetite, and then they zap you out just as you get hooked on it.
Well, based on my rank 'em,
yeah,
you know the game I'm going to be watching.
Let me see. Hold on. It's not Bucks Hornets, not Nets Pistons, not Grizzlies Pacers, not Heat Magic, not not Hawk Knicks, Cavaliers Raptors.
There it is. You know me well.
Cavaliers Raptors.
I'm interested, man.
I'm interested in that. Well, what if the Cavs? I'm more interested in Kawhi Leonard than I am Kevin Love in that matchup.
Well, that too. But what happens if the Cavs just somehow best them?
Oh, they could win. All by the way, Toronto's 12.5 points. That's one thing you won't get much on this show, as much as we'd like to met. I mean, in terms of point spreads, but hoops, that's
impossible.
That's a little not impossible.
Uh-huh. For
that's
me, just, it is.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I actually think it's almost easy, but I don't talk about that too much because I don't want everything to be about that. Football's different. It comes with a gambling element, but you're not going to get a whole lot of point spread reference
if you're
unless it's
in
a
that,
guaranteed winner.
If you're interested in that, J.R. Smith is doubtful and Kevin Love may be limited. So bet wisely if you're doing Cavs raps.
No. Hey, listen, Fizdale, I want to see the Knicks come out and play competitive tonight. I want to see Kevin Knox, who's coming off the bench. I want to see my boy Neil Akita. I want some hoops tonight. AD, the Pelicans against the Rockets. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday. Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.